In Rio de Janeiro today, the Pan American Games begin for the 15th year. More than 5,000 athletes are competing from more than 40 countries in the Western Hemisphere. But the run-up to the Games has been marred by bad news, violence, cost overruns, and chaos at Brazil's airports. So the city is determined to demonstrate that it's worthy of this world-class sporting event. Here's NPR's Julie McCarthy with the story.
Musicians beckon sun-toasted tourists to Rio de Janeiro's seaside promenades. Rio's famous beaches and its newly designated World Wonder, the Christ statue that towers over the city, form the backdrop for the Games. Organizers hope to make Brazilian natural beauty and bonhomie the lasting impression of spectator and athlete alike. But locals jokingly refer to the Pan Am Games as the pandemonium. Events leading up to the 17-day sports extravaganza suggest at least confusion. Police have been deployed to protect airline counter clerks after passengers angered by flight delays began taking their frustration out on airline staff, in some cases with their fists. The nation's air traffic controllers threatened to publicize their grievances until the government stepped in and averted a walkout. Even Rio's civil police spoke of going on strike during the games, while state police wage war on the city's powerful drug gangs in gun battles that have killed scores of suspects and bystanders. Nonetheless, Rio de Janeiro's mayor, Cesar Maia, says he's satisfied that the games will proceed unmolested. He says the venue is isolated and that Rio is no stranger to large gatherings. Rio de Janeiro is a city of big events, he says. Every year, New Year's brings together 3 million people, then Carnival draws 2 million more. And we've never had any conflict at these events, the mayor says, adding, which makes us confident that the games will be peaceful. But federal troops, military police, and city beat cops are out in force. The only incident so far has been diplomatic. A member of the American delegation scrawled a remark on a whiteboard in the media center that drew howls of protest. It read, "Welcome to the Congo." Brazilians complained it was demeaning and offensive to both Brazil and the Congo. The Americans apologized and sent a delegation member home. With $1.5 billion in new stadiums and state-of-the-art facilities, organizers are sensitive to criticism that they have fallen short. These games are supposed to showcase Rio's upcoming bid for the Olympics in 2016. Analyst Domicio Proença suspects that Rio will make a good accounting of itself.
Like the theater, everything is unpromising, but in the end, it all works well. No one really knows how. It does. Successful quiet games. That's what I hope is going to happen here.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve's back on Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.